Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, give your mortal enemies about all this, because this is an event we all need to get behind. We all need to get involved in the middle of this. We got to start rolling up our sleeves and basically do what needs to be done, honestly, because there is an epidemic that is going on that is covering this entire planet. It has taken over, and something must be done. Hello, I'm DJ Butterfly Feces. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, come on, tell them hello.
Hello, everyone. Coming about, getting ready for the holiday season for those that... It's one of the things that... Feces, I don't know if you're aware of it. It's one of the things that has been a young guy many years ago. People, you know, talked about holidays, how holidays come about, right? So when you're young, you hear about some of those people that talk about holidays, how they came about and how they should not be celebrated. Then you have that I'm talking about people that is not talking about what the belief system of their, you know, they believing or not believing religion, right? I'm talking about people that just like, oh no, I ain't celebrate that because of this, right? And then you have those that don't celebrate because of their religious belief, right? What happens is once you start seeing things that people collectively, because some communities, you know, as you was growing up, CCs, right, coming from McKinleyville, you might not necessarily have that kind of diversity to the level of seeing so many things that get people this view, get people that view, like, and that at moments can be overwhelming to a child, right, and to an adult, especially if you're used to how it's celebrated in that platform, right? So what I'm saying to you is now you can find more people believing things that you're not familiar with today in a lot of ways that – and you can tell kind of where you're at, right? You can kind of tell who you're dealing with because what they believe and how they go about, you know, telling you they don't believe it, you know, it's not even healthy to even communicate in a lot of factors with people. And some people even got the healthy factors, even eating healthy, living healthy, and they got all these beliefs that they're behind and – and not even healthy as a person, right? It's like you look and you start looking at what people believe, right? You find out what they believe and find information, and you find out if this says this, what determines your healthy relationship with people, right? What is your relationship healthy with people? What is the relationship healthy with what factors that people mean? If this is what it's telling you, right, it didn't give you a description of how to be loud, rude, you know, like people, you find a lot of educated people are not loud or rude, right? Some people are just loud, but they're not rude, right? And
right.
Species, right? Now, everyone I know, I talk about this all the time on my show, stop being so long-winded for messages that people might not get. Now, in this show, it's called Cocooning from the Microphone.
It is? Cocoon from the microphone here. It's 7:03 here on the program. All right, we invite you all to call and let us know what's going on in your world. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you dealing with? Get involved with our cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, honestly, I mean this. This is important. This is a cause everybody needs to get on. Now, look, we're going around there. We're trying to pick trash up off the streets and help the homeless. Going about the ongoing homeless epidemic that is just crazy everywhere. That's the problem everywhere, right? Now,
Species, guess what?
What?
I mean, a lot of y'all, man, y'all hear something about cleaning up, but guess what today is?
You tell me.
Today is International Cleanup Day.
It is.
Yes, and this is some of what they're pushing. they're pushing different things of cleaning up that you may not be aware of, right? They're talking about how to recycle, you know, use bubble gum, right? And how they recycle gum, you know, how they recycle gum. And, you know, they talk about how they recycle toothbrushes, right? They are talking about a number of things that you may not necessarily have, you know, recycled, and that's what they do. And they talk about, you know, different forms of recycling things that people don't necessarily want to recycle in all capacities, right? So they talk about these different things on how these things are used to recycle, and they talk about a number of things. And this is a thing that some people don't want to do because it's inconvenience to what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on a bigger scale, you find a lot of people doing a lot of things, and they just, like, it's one of the hardest things to maintain is consistency that compliment others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're compromising yourself, and then, you know, this is the thing. Feces.
Yeah.
Enjoy your moments. Enjoy your happiness. Enjoy your success. Enjoy the caring moments, caring light that you pay the on spotlight, right? So when you're cherishing those moments, you realize how many, every time people are talking to you, every time people see anything, every time people hear anything, how you are uplifting them, because they can go to that moment and say, oh yeah, Feces is like this. DJ Butterfly Feces. Now, don't get yourself caught up in something that you're not satisfied and grateful for, right? Because when people see you in real life, in real form, in real reality, your reality shouldn't be confiscated, right? You don't allow people to confiscate your reality because they are dealing with certain things. And that's what people, like, how do you come about in your world? How did you come about? No one's confiscating your piece of happiness, right? Mm-hmm. Confiscating things that you enjoy. And that's what people tend to do. You know, I've never seen so many people as you spy people, like, if you don't have this, how do you confiscate somebody else's happiness where you, from what you're saying, you didn't have the option, right? And you got some people act like they didn't have an option, and when you give them an option, they're confiscating your piece. But they presented it like they didn't have an opportunity, right? So really, who's being really truthful for the moment of gratitude and appreciation, right? Feces. I get that magical that you were responding about. Like, enjoy. Let's see. I want to hear it.
All right. So here it is. As you know, I was born and raised in McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses had the right of way. McKinleyville, California.
Not the horse right of way. Did you talk to
your favorite pal that everybody know about? That famous horse?
Hey, look, you were there. You saw how special it was. You see how magical it was. I mean, of all the places that we had visited, there was something, admit it, there was something special about McKinleyville. It was special when you went there, when you stopped by. Admit it. Anywho.
It's really special. See, McKinleyville is like one of the kind of places where you can remember at the crocodile habitat. It's the kind of places once you cross that line and get into the environment, the crocodile, he's wondering, are you really that dumb? Do you want the crocodile to really taste your butt? Have you been over to try to put a picnic blanket or relax? So this is a quiet habitat, like why I don't hear anything sound like it's living. It reminds me of a buffet at a funeral burial site, okay? And I don't normally see people coming up, and I don't see too many people willing to go down alive. So this is where I'm telling you. This is a thin line. People say, oh, it's an enjoyable place to live. And every place can be enjoyable once the miserable pressing people seeing how you're deserving a moment of peace, but they don't give you a moment of peace. Peaceless. And it's like someone take all your candy and leave you the candy wrappers. You remember their name. and the people names, the people faces in the landmass that you get in McKinleyville, yes, it can be Montelee with George, like you're going on a hiking trip. And places where you feel like, is this the place to be? Anyway, as I'm seeing, as you're enjoying your visit, people are wondering. And you may get the moments where people are on lunch break. And they are breaking to the restaurants or breaking to the places. And you say, oh, this is very enjoyable. But don't let the lies of reality find you lost in your happiness or joy. Because it's going to find you quick. And you will find out in moments the hard way. McKinley, the veil. Well, someone enjoying it. But it won't be my mouth. Biting. People don't turn around and bite their own butt side, but it's always someone else got a mouth to bite your butt side. And I'm going to be moving on.
That's fine. Well, look, as I've been living there my whole life, I did everything there was to do there. The thing is...
Oh, yeah. You did everything you was to do there. Everything you say that, it makes me wonder, are you part of that community? Harass people.
I didn't harass people. Look, the thing is, I just sat back and lived it up with the people. I was one of them. I was moving and going with the flow, Joe. I was just grooving. But the thing was, I didn't think that much about my future. And
why is that people always look at places like that like a toothpick? A toothpick goes between your bones. And guess where it goes? Up to your... You're supposed to get the trash out. But sometimes you go too deep, it makes some bleeding moments. These places like this, you find them all across places. And some of them are just very pleasant. Why is it so notorious? Why people from small towns across the world, I mean, not necessarily across the world in a lot of places, but they know, in the States, they always talk about, man, because we kept in the small towns, getting caught in a small town trying to fill up and get some gas. And maybe your last gas move. And guess what happened? That may be something that you're not going to be able to recover from, going to the wrong small town and having an issue, getting some gas, or getting caught slipping. And everyone knows what you get caught slipping, what it means. That can be your butt side for trouble. And small towns, people always say, man, watch small towns. And it's notorious. And you know what's so crazy about the small towns, too? People from small towns are some of the biggest successful people in the world. So it's a real tight place where success have been overrided by small town people. They've got bigger and bigger ideas, but they will bite your backside if they get the chance and say, yes, I will bite your backside. It's custom to bite your backside. And when someone says, I did it all, don't be so willing to sponsor the problem from your own words. Feces, did you know? People want to tag you into that. Did you say you did it all? You know, it's a lot of bold places and words to be building on top of. Did you realize that? You said you did it all, feces. And your name rhymed with feces. What's the backside of that?
Well, you said it yourself. Now, you mentioned this whole little algorithm, if you will, an allegory, if you will, about how everyone knows about how the caterpillar spins a cocoon and then goes inside
Don't be talking about intellect properties that can lock in people's success. Are you lost? Are you lost in the intellect property department?
Well, that's how I got that name.
This is like a library. You don't say ideas to lock people in for crafting, See, what happened was, I was joking around.
Thanks for letting me know.
Just no, you've been told enough feces. Now, I was joking with someone about, you know, these different name titles, you know. And they was like, well, where are you coming with these name titles from? And I said, oh, darn it. Another protege, colonizer, idea stealer. Yep, another colonizer. And the person was joking. I know that they were joking, laughing. Oh, where do you come up with the ideas from? Where you just make them up? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. See, you can't even joke with people like that. That's why so many people that you find that's really successful, they don't want to talk with you. They talk with you about things. That's not about ideas. If they're talking to you because they know ideas as you dispelling people all today, that's one of the biggest things. So you could be talking, man, I've talked to people about, just like you're talking about, like cleaning up the environment. If somebody's come into the Bay Area, hiring some people from outside the Bay Area that specialize in, you know, the environment and all those things, if they do, they come in, you talk to people like that, they're not even looking to network to become, they're taking your actual idea as, oh, this is free work, and I'm not looking to work with you. I'm looking to, oh, that's, I didn't even know that. Thank you. And boom, take your idea and then get a reward and then act like, oh, I am one of those type of people that we don't get opportunity. And that's you know what I mean? That's emotionally exploiting. That's emotionally exploiting when someone just take your idea and you're trying to embrace people. But then those who steal you so much, then the people that's being honest, that's the people getting taken advantage of. Like I said this one time another day ago. I said good people don't have to act ungood to ungood people to feel like that's the valuable thing. Good people should be able to enjoy being good. Shouldn't have to scam their non-good people with non-good behavior because that is fitting for their behavior, right? And this is what I'm telling people. Just because I am good to you doesn't mean, guess what? There's a part two to that because I'm about to release that. I want to give the idea away. And you knows that mean. That's another part now. Feces,
yeah.
I'm listening.
All right. Now, the truth is, basically, I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. I did everything. The truth is, I didn't think that much about my future. And then it came anyway. And I was one of those guys, who basically just wasn't prepared for when the future becomes the present. Wasn't prepared for when life comes in, and you better really have put some investing in one. I was living with my parents. I had a blog talk radio show even before this one. I did. I was on the air every night. I don't think anybody was listening. I don't think even people knew how to listen. I asked people to, but I don't think people really knew how to, you know, tune into Blog Talk. Right, enough of the people did. It wasn't like working a regular old radio or whatever. I was kicked out. I left with only the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full. And like, oh, my God, I'm homeless, I thought. I wound up in the woods. And then
1 second, Feces. 1 second, Feces. We're at 7:18 p.m., and you are listening to Kakuna for the Microphone, hosted by DJ Butterfly Feces. And then you have this individual whose name is Comedy Organic. Okay, he's on this platform. How you doing, Comedy Organic? Hey, how's it going? Appreciate the compliment. Now, as you were saying.
Yeah. All right. Now, anyway, the truth is, back to the original point. I basically was homeless. I didn't have a place to stay. My parents didn't want me around. They kicked me out around the holidays, no less, down the end of the year. I mean, damn. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to feel.
Nobody truly tell you, Feces, as someone truly helping you, how wonderful it is to sneak up on people and change their life and not even knowing you're that special type of person. Just like love is so important when you got the right person that's invested in you, and you didn't realize they invested in you because you've been so devastated because you thought that you figured it out, and you figured out the perfect person for your notes and your ability of love, and you find that somebody's beyond your ability that you have to be open up to see that because you're so locked in to a level that you are not owning. See, people don't tell you about love have another ability. Love is not limited to your ability. Right? That don't mean love is saying you saying they don't care. It's just telling you it's opened up to another level that you're not aware of. Right? So, as you were saying, Feces.
All right. I mean, that. Anyway, there I was, out of the house. I walked down Hammond Trail, down the creek, past the waterfall. We got one of those two in McKinleyville. And I came across you and your whole band. And you know what? I asked what your story was, and you told me that you were going around traveling all over the world, picking up garbage and helping the homeless. And you invited me to join you on it. You know what I did? I agreed. And later, a little bit later, we spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in Vicenza, Italy. God, that was special. And before I knew it, we were going all over.
Guess what, too?
What?
All those wonderful, I want you to take a moment to give a shout-out to all the wonderful people that you see, because society brainwashed you to feel that some of the most wonderful people you ever want to meet, you can't meet them because poor people, poor spirit people will never understand, and they will, you know, sacrifice your peace for destruction when you are beyond their reasonable and mental capacity of seeing better. Now, this is the thing. You can find someone in that oppositional path that is just on that path because something happened, not because they left there. Now, you got people that emotionally they're lost because what they had, what happened to them can be something that someone's tearing away from your happiness, right? Because something devastating could happen. What I'm saying to you is if you truly are connected, you can see the people that are truly rewarded and not there because they want to be there. And stop trying – this is what I'm talking to people. Stop trying to make every person that's homeless connected to every homeless person that you have connected with said that they want to be homeless. Don't make every homeless person the homeless pioneer of being unsuccessful. Stop making every person connected to all the miserable people that you have came across. So, you know, some people just want to be homeless. You know, listen to this. You confuse what people want as a whole, right? And what someone is telling you is, I'm just tired of paying bills. I'm just tired of being connected to all this. You know, if you show people, sir, stop it. I told you about all that breathing on the phone like you're out there flying a kite in the wind. Now, so this is the important part. Once you find something. Like, I mean, I remember one time I ran into this lady. She was from another state. And, okay, I got it. We traveled to other countries, other states. I get it. I get the point. But what I'm saying to you, she was from another state and from the states of America. And I remember meeting this lady. And I have to do a – I'm going to do a story about this later on, so I'm not going to give you too much about this. But I remember it was things about her that it was very impactful. But at the time, because what I was a part of, I should have, but it should have, could have, would have. You know, that doesn't work. And the thing I'm trying to tell you, when you find magical people, make the magic work for you the best that it can possibly be, right? And the things, what you will find is wealth of success will be worthy for successful ability, right? So it'll be worthy to you in a successful way without you even knowing it, right? But when you get people broke, that's where you find yourself in environments where you're unsuccessful because it looks like it's successful, right? So you got to understand, successful doesn't have limitations. The environment does not lock it in to be successful. And that's where it really messed up and you fall to the bottom, right? But when you're really around someone that truly has that ability, you won't be locked into what the ability looked like. It would be truly in your essence of successful that grows, and you won't see a lost moment. You see a gratified moment. Now, everyone, let's go back to the feces. He got magical moments to connect with.
Thank you. All right. Now, here's how it went. We basically went all over doing goodwill, and we're trying to whatever. And, you know, some places, they weren't as grateful as they should have been, and it wasn't successful. Yeah. I mean, because even people, basically, you're trying to help them. It's like trying to pet a strange dog. You don't know. I mean, sometimes they're going to bite you, you know?
You know what they be saying? They be like, I didn't ask for your help. That's what they say. I didn't ask for your help.
Listen to our last show. We were in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. We had gotten there. I'll tell you something. I looked around. It was a beautiful – they had a beautiful city. It was more than just a little bit lovely. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm the kind of guy who, when I thought Australia, I thought the big outback. You know, I'm talking about a big, wild sort of swam with a lot of guys dressed like adventure explorers, whatever. Guys traveling in kangaroo pouches and whatever, throwing boomerangs back and forth. Yeah, it's true. I guess I was a narrow-minded bigot. The thing is, I hadn't seen enough of the world myself, but there's nothing like going out there and seeing it and changing your whole perspective on things. But once again, you know what? Every city began to feel the same, because guess what? Once again, there were homeless people, and people were the same no matter where you went. I mean, dang it, there I was in all my glory, basically picking up trash, whatever, and also trying to get them off the street. And, you know, everywhere you go, they've pretty much got some kind of homeless pump's going to do that already. So it's not that nobody cares. It's just that they're not making enough success. Why? Because the way it seems like life is designed, there are just too many people, and some aren't meant to make the cut. The herd is being thinned out.
Oh, no, there you go. There you go. I was looking for that one. He just said to try to make people caught up in the caught up. Too many people in the world. Too many people in the world. People are just... Need to be all need to clean out the herd, and but you know how much land here in the world that people never have ever came across.
No, look, what I was going to say right there and then was the thing is, think about it. It's a big planet. There's more than enough room if we spread our resources. If we basically stop trying to, you know, make people wiped out so that some of us can get all the money and everybody else goes broke, it ain't going to be like that. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the system in general all over. So basically, there I was in, once again, Australia. It was hot there. It was hot in Australia.
It's hot in a lot of places in the world when them days happen.
Yeah, it doesn't like picking up garbage in a hot environment. I'll say that right now. Look, I basically went to some of them. I tried to help them. I said, guys, do you guys do a little yoga? I said, I actually sat down and I showed them
when
what yoga
position. When the world sees feces, you have to look and see how much people's gonna see in the world, man. Don't set this presentation of you being the person that just, you know, when people see him like this guy's cleaning up. Don't have people, because the world gonna insult you. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The world gonna insult you because they're gonna look at your effort of cleaning. So you know that, right? So when the world see you cleaning, they're like, he's calling it so clean because people got different standards of cleaning. One of the things you notice is people, they always complain about people cleaning. They don't, I see a lot of people that they don't clean that much themselves, but they got an understanding of what cleaning look like. So, you know, it's funny about people that won't clean, but they have a standard of what cleaning look like, but they never will clean themselves, right? So, feces, what people want you to clean, they want you to clean like their fantasies, right?
Yeah.
And, like comedians, right? People have a standard of what comedians supposed to be like, right? And people get mad that the comedians that did all the work they did to get successful. Believe me, comedians, everybody know, most comedians that come through the circuit and go up, they had to go through a lot of comedy clubs that may not even paid them, and they had to pay their own money. Now, everyone, you have been listening to the show called Cooking for the Microphone, hosted by DJ Butterfly Feces.
One and only. You can pick up all our shows off the web off blogtalkradio.com. Tune in tomorrow for the next chapter, the next piece of the puzzle, the next everything.
Yeah. My name is Organic OK, but known as Comedy Organic OK, and I've been here, you know, just, you know, visiting and just moving along. And I want to say for those out there, appreciation doesn't limitate your blessings by focusing on yourself. You know, focusing on yourself doesn't mean that your blessings become more healthy. You can become more unhealthy and you become dimmed in life, right? You hear that all the time because you may be the one saying, I'm doing so much, no one helping me. Maybe the person that is helping you, you don't want to help you because they're going through more than you're going through and they're helping you. So let's be clear, baby. Let's be clear, baby. Love don't have the limitation of your thought process. And they're going to laugh at you when you realize love is pushing your desires every moment beyond your moment. That you don't know about moments. And moments don't mean that it has to speak your language, because language is universal, baby. Your language is universal, baby. Successful is always opportunity better. Now, appreciation moments, now, feces,
You have a good night, man, and you keep up the work that you appreciate in the moments. Come on now.
Right. I will.
Feces. Feces, everyone say feces. DJ Butterfly Feces. Everyone from McKinleyville, California. He's here to be a part of your, whatever you want to call it, moments, appreciation, care about, moments, weather about. I'm just tired because feces is wearing it out. Wearing the spirits out, man. Everyone, good night.
Thank you, and good night.